God is making a way. And you don't have to understand it. That's the beauty of it. You just got to trust it. Galatians 1, verse 11, please. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Hello. For I neither received it from man nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceeding zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace or his plan to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remain with him 15 days. So look, he separated himself for 3 years before he did anything. But I saw none of the other apostles except James and the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed before God, I do not lie. Afterward, I went into the regions of Caesarea and Cilicia. And I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ, but they were hearing only. He who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me. So they got revelation. Paul was zealous for traditions of his fathers. That's why God had to blind him and knock him off his horse. Amen. It's called pride. He had to knock him off his horse. But he was predestined to fulfill a purpose. And many of the things that are happening right now is to do something. We know that there's a shaking and a quaking. God is breaking traditional habits. He's breaking traditional habits. Tonight's teaching is traditional habits. We were born with traditional habits. Our environment played a great part of our growing up. Our government played a great part in our growing up. Our education in schools played a great part in growing up. Our currency, wealth or poor, played a great part in our growing up. Traditional habits. Some of these habits were very harmful. And some of them were okay. But God doesn't want us to have traditional habits because traditional habits create rituals. And God is placing and teaching us to learn a routine, not a ritual. And in that, so that we can be led by the Spirit of God, not by traditions of men, not by things that we are accustomed to or comfortable to. There's a shaking and a quaking in a mighty way where God is breaking traditional habits in our life so that he can trust us to be led by him. Mark 7:5. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" And he answered and said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold tradition of men, the washing and pitchers and cups and many other such things you do. He said to them, all too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your traditions. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Handed down traditions that please men and not God. Rituals of humanity, according to the culture of religions, beliefs, their foods, their marriages, how you should marry someone, this, that, whatever, their languages, their finances, their fears or cultures, their clothing, etc. Creating habits to support the tradition of men. Creating habits supporting tradition of men. Political views handed down. Many of us were Democrats before we knew the truth. Hello? Voting for the wrong thing. Promoters of abortion, thinking that was a free will. Handed down by traditions, bad habits. Not allowing the area of the leading of the Lord, but the leading of the traditions of habits. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Praise God. What's it say? Do not be what? Deceived. Satan's greatest weapon is deception. His power is fear. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Bad company. Associations bring impartations. They bring belief systems of corruption. How about Hollywood? Talk about traditional habits. You know, when we grew up, some of our family members watched certain soap operas that had bad habits. I remember especially when I was a young kid, and that my aunt or whatever, or someone was babysitting me, and it was As the World Turns, I call it today, As the World Burns. But you know, they were actually soft pornography. When you really think about it, it promoted cheating, it promoted lying, it promoted all kinds of things. And these were traditions that we watched. We became a part of it. You know, think about it. Tell the vision. Get programmed by each channel. Each channel has a programming. And we were receiving this vision, and it was changing me and you. We were picking up traditions of habits that were not good. I mean, think about all of the murderers and everything else, you know. People die, and then you see them in another movie. Well, they really didn't die, you know. They were shot and killed, but they were in another movie. So, you know, they made shooting people a normal thing. Everything that they try to do now is make it a common thing. They try to make abortion a common thing. Now they're trying to make transgender a common thing. Children losing their true identity as male or female because of the traditions that have been trying to be changed in our country, in our humanity, coming against the true way of God and promoting the true way of the devil. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us what? Go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened to have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit, to have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Only God can turn their heart. For the earth, which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. But it bears thorns. If it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Elementary principles of Christ. You know, again, moving away from traditions, from traditional habits into the simplicity of Christ and the freedom in the Spirit. There's such a difference. I've seen people, I've seen people that speak in tongues that are bound by religion. And there are many organizations, religious organizations, that promote religious. Now, they try to purify themselves by how they dress, but the heart's not pure. I mean, look at Catholicism and how much they've been caught in perversion, molestation. And they made a commitment of poverty, which is pretty stupid. And they made a commitment. Some of these priests and nuns, and whatever, they made a commitment of poverty and no sex, no marriage. That's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm not talking about adultery and stuff like that. I'm talking about marriage and right in the eyes of God, doing the things right before God. See, but these became traditional habits. Man, I went to a school, a Catholic school, to where the gym was on the property of the school, and underneath the gym was six lanes to bowl and an open bar. This is on school property, right next to the church. So some of the parents would go drink while the kids were in church. Then when we got out of church, go bowling. Why think you get smashed for the rest of the day? Because they misinterpret the word. They forgot the word that says there'll be no drunkards entering heaven. They just looked at, well, you know, because listen, I was an altar boy. And there was a Monsignor that we used to pour the wine and the water, you know, into this little chalice. When it was communion time and he'd lift it up and bless it and whatever. And I'm telling him, we'd be pouring that wine and he's supposed to go like this to stop it and then put water in it. I'm telling him, they pour that wine all the way to the top, no water. These guys are getting smashed right at the altar. I used to sit in the back with priests. They'd be sitting there smoking their cigarettes. I'd be dipping the host into the wine. I was in seventh grade. It was my way to get out of class, become an altar boy. I didn't know stinking nothing. I believed that there was a God. I didn't really know, I didn't have the power to truly reverence him. I repented daily. Didn't know what I was repenting for, but just in case. But it was amazing because these were traditions, traditional habits. So these are the things that we learned from education, from being around certain religious people, whatever, thinking this was all fine. I used to come home and my mother-in-law would have nuns in the kitchen drinking Manhattans. They were smashed. I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was like, yeah, let's party. Kegs in the garage of beer. You couldn't escape it. And they were all huffers of cigarettes. Oh, but they stayed away from dope. They didn't realize it was liquid dope. You know? Condemning others that were getting high on marijuana and stuff like that, but they were getting high on it. And they were taking pills and diet pills, and it was all prescribed by, you know, look at the pharmaceutical companies. I was talking to a guy that injured his back, and the first thing he got was, what do they call it? What's that? Cotton. Oxycontin. Oxymoron. That's what it makes you into, an oxymoron. 2 Corinthians 6:11, please. Oh, Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections, which is traditional habits. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. Why? Bad company corrupts what? Good habits. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. If they do what? See, therefore means if. If they what? Come out from among them. In other words, come out from those traditional habits and be separate, says the Lord. And don't touch what's unclean. Why? Because these traditional habits are unclean. And I'll receive you. And I'll be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Restricted by traditional habits. Well, that's just how we do it, people say. That's just how we do it. That's how I've been raised. Well, we're new creations of Christ. Old things pass away and all things become new. That's how we do it. Unclean habits of tradition. Smoking, drinking, adultery, idolatry, fornication. That's common. Hey, they see it on TV. It's legal. But it's not legal in the eyes of God. Amen. Do you know that you could get arrested for fornicating on your spouse? I'm telling you. Yeah. You could be arrested if you cheated on your spouse in some states. That's how it was. That's how the law was. I think Frank Sinatra got arrested for it. I don't know. First Timothy chapter 4. He tried to do it his way. And they said, no way. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What's the doctrine of demon? Traditional habits. That's what it promotes. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Restricted. Doctrines of harmful traditions and bad habits. Those are doctrines of demons. James 1:21. You know, after I gotten saved, and our heart was to help people, and we were tithing to other ministries and so forth, and You know, my mom was so bound by religion because she was involved in Catholicism. She was like, no, no, don't give them money. But I knew tithing brought blessing. And so many times people have not tithed in their lives, proclaiming to be a believer and not tithing. And it doesn't mean you're going to hell, but you want to receive the fullness of what God has done for you. And it could delay many things. Amen? See, if we labor unto the Lord, we give unto the Lord. If God says give something to whatever, you do it. And you trust God. Why? Because he gives you a hundredfold back. I mean, we don't give to receive. We give because it pleases God. Amen? But in that, you know, she couldn't understand it. I just couldn't explain it to her. You know, because they see this basket going around. They put $1.25 in there, you know. They put their change in there. They're really not, they're just doing, giving something to make them not feel so guilty. But they should be convicted that they're not tithing. But they don't teach that. Hallelujah. James 1:21. Therefore what? Lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he who observes himself goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks he's religious and doesn't bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world. This is where we set up a routine, not a ritual. Breaking traditional habits by setting up routines and destroying rituals. That's one of the first things we begin to learn here, is to set up a routine. It's a biblical routine. It's building a foundation and maintaining a foundation. It's discipline. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. So Samuel said to King Saul, "You blew it. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings as sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than what? Sacrifice or traditional habits. And to heed than the fat of the rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Now we are called to be kings and priests to the Lord. Amen. But you first must fulfill priesthood before you can become a king. Hallelujah. Obey the voice of the Lord better than traditional habits. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched you, tricked you, deceived you, misled you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ is clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Now I want you to understand that flesh also represents traditional habits. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the what? Curse. Traditional habits. For it is written, curses everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just live by faith, not by works. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Wow. Receive the promise. See, the curse of traditional habits is passed down. False beliefs, false reality. Romans 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Why? What is the flesh associated with? Traditional habits, which are bad. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will what? Die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will what? Live. For many are led by the Spirit of God. These are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but to receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of Christ and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of what? Corruption, traditional habits. Into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood. In other words, when you're praying in the Spirit, you don't know what you're really speaking. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. Flesh. Traditions of bad habits, huh? And I'm going to close with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, what we regard no one according to the flesh or traditional bad habits. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. That is, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, as new creations, broken free from all traditional habits. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I ask that you protect the seed of revelation that's been imparted to each and every one and put it to practice in remembrance, that we continue to break these things, moving out of traditional habits into the new creation of Christ in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.